back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live. News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, which was produced by Shark Creative and brought to you and made possible by our title sponsor, Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, supporting the community through April 2021, and our SharkCast sponsors, Lipolis Electric, Don't Be Left in the Dark, Hightower Westchester, Fiduciary Wealth Standards, NY Plains Hospital. Thank you, everyone on the front line. Well, one of my favorite organizations in the world and favorite events in the world just took place on September 2nd, and that would happen to be the Business Council of Westchester's, the BCW, the 40 Under 40 Rising Stars. I was going to say 2020's 40 Rising Stars, but you get the point. We are always a part of this fantastic event, celebrating the up and coming that are going to be, that are already changing the world, not going to be. And this is a series part of the Pulse of the BCW. And so I'm very excited to have with me the Region Manager of Commercial Lending at People's United Bank, Mr. Joe McCoy. He's also on the chair of the Rising Stars Committee. Hi, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
I know the event was, you know, already like it seems like a while ago, but nonetheless, there is always this wonderful sense of excitement, especially for this particular event. I'm always so touched and inspired by it, watching these young people every year that are chosen through a criteria we're going to talk about, but they are truly so inspiring. I cannot believe how young they are and how accomplished and the things that they are already doing and set to do in the world. And you are lucky to be on the, as the chair of that particular committee, the Rising Stars. Tell us a little bit about that. Tell us about the Rising Stars, and then let's talk about this year's event and some of the, well, they were all stars. So let's talk about some of them.
Sure. So the BCW, a number of years ago, I want to say probably 14 or 15 years ago, really kind of came up with this idea to really honor 40 of the rising stars within Westchester County. So over that span of time, as you can imagine, we've got a large kind of alumni group of really the who's who, if you will, within Westchester County, and really spanning, you know, all the industries from healthcare to manufacturing to service. I mean, you name it, you know, we're out there really trying to honor those that are really the up and coming folks within this county that are making a difference. And I was fortunate, this is my first year chairing the Rising Stars. I took over the helm from Ian Nichols, who was the prior chair for 3 years. And, you know, it's certainly been a challenging year, my first year in, but, you know, we certainly have made the most of what we could do during these tough times.
So. Absolutely. So many of these events are being done virtually now. I mean, the BCW, first of all, in my estimation, puts on the best events in all of Westchester. I mean, they are so beautifully and tightly run, and they're interesting and they're fun. They're exciting. It's this energy of networking that really nobody does it like the BCW. And so this year being virtual must have really been a challenge, but it was hosted by Million Air, that wonderful, wonderful jet company here in Westchester County. Such a beautiful place. Last year we were there in the hangar, but this year, on video, and but you tell me that the production of the video of the virtual Rising Stars event was spectacular. So that's good to know.
It really was. You know, typically we hold this event live in June, and it's really my favorite event of the year that the BCW puts on. And I definitely would agree with you that the BCW does a marvelous job with creating networking events and content that really kind of attracts, you know, the business leaders in this county to gather and participate in those events. But obviously this year we couldn't host it in June live, so we kind of had to pivot and did a virtual event back on September 2nd. And, you know, the folks at BCW, and I know VCast, who helped produce the 30-minute video, really did a tremendous job at really highlighting the 40 recipients of the award this year, and gave them, you know, a bit of time to kind of thank everybody for receiving it. And it was great, and it really came off well and got a lot of high praise from everybody that really watched. And so we were really happy with how it turned out.
It really was beautiful. I was looking at the video and listening to some of these young stars speaking, and it just looked beautiful, and they looked so great, and this is something they'll have forever, which is wonderful, which is a little bit different than attending the event, but they do get this fabulous video. So tell us a little bit about the criteria. It must be incredibly hard, because I'm sure there are millions of rising stars in Westchester County, but how do you come up with the 40? What's the criteria?
Well, so every year that I've been participating in this, and I'm sure it's been like this throughout its history, we get about 100 plus, if you will, applicants. And really, it's kind of a rigorous process. You really get nominated by, you know, a third party person, if you will. And it's an application process that it's detailed. It asks a number of questions, provide a resume, and really kind of highlights the reasons why this person is deserving of this 40 Under 40 award. And we have a selection committee, which is made up of, I think it's 12 individuals that really then go through all those applications to really kind of see who really fits that criteria. And then under non-COVID environment, we have a reception where we get to mingle with those 100 plus folks and try to get an in-person feel for who they are, not just what's on paper. And we go back and we spend a lot of time trying to narrow that list down to the 40 recipients we think are deserving for that year's class. So it's a pretty rigorous process, but it's certainly one that's needed in order to get to the 40 deserving recipients in a given year.
Do they have to show how do you gauge success by the time you're 40? Is it the kind of numbers they bring in, or is it that they just have such a unique idea, or is it that they're being people nominate them, or is it themselves that nominate them?
No, it's not typically, they don't typically nominate themselves. It's typically maybe somebody they work with or somebody that knows them well that usually is the nominator, and that person that's nominating them really has to understand who that person is. And because there's a lot of, like I said, a lot of questions on that questionnaire that need to be filled out in detail. We've seen that questionnaire come back and being 7-8 pages long with, you know, just a whole litany of reasons as to why this person is deserving. So it's almost never the individual nominating themselves.
Now, this would be like asking a mother of which is your favorite child and why, but who are some of the standouts for you that just top of mind, again, not because they were the best or better than the others, but just give us a glimpse into a couple of the rising stars and what you remember about them.
I like the ones that have, you know, the big personalities, the ones that kind of come in and can kind of command a room or really kind of showcase themselves with an outgoing personality. So when we meet with them in person, or in this case this year, we actually interviewed them individually on Zoom, I look for that connection. And there were a few instances this year with a couple of the recipients where right out of the gate, I knew that this person was unique and really kind of had a lot going for them just by their personality and how they came across and their confidence and their, you know, what they knew about their particular industry or job that they were doing. And they really came out or came across, I should say, really, really well. So that in-person interview or that in-person interaction is really where I look for a person to stand out. And we had a couple instances this year of some folks that really stood out from the crowd from that perspective. So, and every year it seems that way. Like I said, I've been a part of this. I got my award back in 2017. And then that following year became active with, sitting on the leadership council and the selection committee, and then became chair last year. So my 3 years kind of being behind the scenes, every year there's always a handful of folks that are really standouts, if you will, in my mind.
Sure.
Their personalities. So.
And being that you yourself were awarded, that might change the way you look at the others, and you probably know exactly what they went through and how they feel during the process and how exciting it must be to receive the award. That's only 3 years ago.
It's a great thing. It's a great award. It's a great event, and everybody is so gracious to receive it. And in this county, it really means something. And it you build up an alumni group, which we have done in well over 600 plus alumni as a part of that group that we try to engage. So it doesn't just stop once you win the award, right? There's further engagement after. You know, we really press upon these recipients to be active in the Business Council of Westchester, to come out and support and come to these networking events. And then we also do individual 40 under 40 alumni events where we try to get, you know, folks together to network. And then really one of the bigger driving forces, I feel like, for the 40 under 40 alumni is, every year we pick a not-for-profit organization that we support, both from a monetary standpoint as well as a building of an awareness and volunteer standpoint. For the 2019 class, that not-for-profit was Andrus out of Yonkers. Mm-hmm. And we've got to then now, over the next 2-3 weeks, pick our next kind of not-for-profit who we're going to support going forward. So, and Andrus was great. We did a volunteer event last December with them where 21 of us went there for their holiday party, and we were serving dinner and dessert and dancing with the kids, because Andrus does a lot with troubled youth, and they have shelters up in the northern part of Yonkers.
Yes,
and so
I remember that.
It was one of the best volunteer events I've ever participated in. And it was great. And Andrus was so happy to have us there. And we helped raise money for them and helped just build awareness around that organization with the 40 under 40 alumni group. So we really look to engage with the current class and try to get them to be as active as they can be with the Business Council as well as the alumni group.
That's incredible. I remember when Andrus was chosen and just how incredibly grateful they were. And I was just thinking, that is such an amazing thing that you put all these people in these groups together in this way. It's so meaningful. You can't really give us a hint who the next not-for-profit is going to be.
Well, that's under normal circumstances, non-COVID, it's something that's usually decided back in the early part of the summer. So we're still trying to figure out if it's worth changing it up or if keeping Andrus makes the most sense given the time frame to kind of continue to support them. Because, you know, we really want the not-for-profit that's chosen to really be able to get the full breadth of what the alumni, the 40 under 40 alumni can provide for them. You know, because it's not just so much about raising money for them, but the awareness factor is so important. Yes. For these not-for-profits in Westchester, just to get their name out there and to be able to get their message and their mission out to potentially 500 to 600 40 under 40 alumni for the Business Council is very meaningful. So we're still trying to figure out if it makes sense just to stick with Andrus mm-hmm. for the next, you know, 6 months or so until, you know, we're back to, you know, making selections again for next year's class. So
that'll
be decided in the next like 2 weeks.
Yes. And I would imagine for the 40 under 40, when do you start the process all over again for next year?
Yeah, I mean, it starts kind of like now, right? So I have a leadership council that's made up of 18 folks, all 40 under 40 alumni. And we're kind of the driving force behind putting events together and shaping this year's kind of class and events. And we're always out there trying to pick, you know, trying to find potential recipients, right? So we're always out there trying to see, you know, who could the next rising star be. But the formal process will begin in February, late February and March.
Great. And so when you start that process, people obviously have to be aware of it and sure. start, you know, nominating their favorites. Yep. How do people find you and get involved in that and start the nomination process for these stars?
Sure. I mean, certainly, like I said, kind of alluded to before, we're pushing that information out to those that we know through our network, you know, okay. Marcia Gordon and her staff, as well as, you know, the board and everyone that's on the Leadership Council for the Rising Stars. We are pushing that, you know, application and that information out to everyone that we know, but mm-hmm. for those that we don't, that are interested in applying, certainly Business Council's website has a lot of good information around the nomination process. So that's probably the best resource would be to go to the BCW's website. Yes. For those that don't have connections, you know, with the BCW itself or you know, with the board and other folks.
That's fabulous. Business Council of Westchester. My guest is Joe McCoy today. He's not only a member for the chair for the Rising Stars 40 Under 40, but he's also in his own right a recipient of that award just 3 years ago. And now he's the region manager of commercial lending for People's United Bank in Westchester. Obviously, you were chosen as a Rising Star and your star is still rising, it sounds like.
Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to think so.
Were you working there at the time that you received the award for 40 Under 40?
Yeah, I've been working at People's for over 9 years now, 9.5
wow,
years.
Wow, okay. Well, yeah. that's amazing. Congratulations to you on the wonderful event and just to being part of such a productive and beautiful the BCW, but this whole thing with these young people is just, I think it's just gives us such great hope for the world to see this kind of energy and beauty and expertise in these young people. It's really important. So I'm grateful to talk to you about it today. And certainly it's one of my favorite events all year long. So thank you, Joe McCoy.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. And I'm happy to be here today on Shark Creative. And we are made possible by Ortberg Rehabilitation, Park Sterling Realty, Michael Labriola Incorporated Landscape Design and Construction. And also, we want you to be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's under Shark Creative, and that's Shark with a C. And by all means, we have a lot of locally inspired stories and interviews that go on there, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. Just subscribe and follow us there. For Westchester Talk Radio and the BCW, I'm Laura Smith.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative, and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center. Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.